Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, it's a great life if you don't weaken. Well, listen, if you want to call into the show today, here's the number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, lots of great information on there. A podcast of the show will be up on the website tonight. Links to my guest who's coming on after the first break, links to her websites are already there under the podcast tab, so please take a look. And I always need advertisers and sponsors. Listen, free speech isn't free. It costs money. Your time costs money. So please, if you like what you hear on my show, then please get in contact with me through my website. There is a contact button on there, and I can help you to advertise or sponsor this radio show. So please do that. Please, please, please. I'm begging. I'm on my knees begging. Anyway, listen, it is the truth, though. There ain't no free lunch in life. It's just the way it is. So if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do and my guests do, then please help out. Now, the number again, 877-254-7524. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the White House's new internet guru. Now, this is a great thing, I think. I think it's just so wonderful that our government wants to spy on us and that we are now living in George Orwell's 1984. Isn't it grand? Oh, could we ask for anything more? Now we have a Ministry of Propaganda. Of course, they don't refer to it as the Ministry of Propaganda, but that's exactly what it is. They refer to it as the Progressive Media and Online Response Team. Now, la-di-da. Now, doesn't that just sound wonderful to you? I think that's just wonderful. I bet you there's a lot of wonderful things going to come out of the Progressive Media and Online Response Team, more affectionately known by all of us out here in America who love the truth as the Ministry of Propaganda. And, you know, here's one of the interesting things about this new internet guru. You know what he's got as his picture on his Twitter page? Why, he's got the Terminator mask. On his Twitter page, that's what he thinks of himself. He's the Terminator. I think the internet guru wants to terminate the truth. That's what I think he's all about. And he's in line with the history hustlers and the message manipulators and the truth terrorists and the logic liars, all of those people out there who just cannot stand the truth, and they have to lie. Because there's opposites in everything in life. You know, there really is. You know, everything does have its opposite. Night has the opposite of day. Young has the opposite of old. You know, it just is what it is. So these, internet guru, Ministry of Propaganda, the Truth Terminator, well, now we got a new position you and I are paying for. Don't you just love it? I love when they really do a good job spending our tax dollars so efficiently. It's just wonderful. It warms the cockles of my heart. Doesn't it yours? Don't you feel safer now? I feel safer now. I bet a lot of people do, don't you? Oh, it's just so good. It's just so good. I'm excited about it. I think more people should know about the Ministry of Propaganda, don't you? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could wake up all those people? Like, how about it? I heard something on the news today that there were like 112 or 117 million votes cast for America's Favorite Idol. I'm not sure the exact name of the show, but a lot of you know what it is. And I love a diversion from reality every now and then, too. But wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up those vote casters for American Idol and get them to wake up to the Ministry of Propaganda and how these hustlers, these history hustlers, are lying to us? And how they're manipulating us. They are masters of manipulation, aren't they? Oh, God, you know, who are some of these famous Houdini, some of these famous magicians and tricksters? Oh, they are just magical. They are magical in their ability to manipulate us. Walt Disney's got nothing on these guys, doesn't, you know, really. Think about it. You know, America, the reality is if you don't wake up, you'll be a slave. Simple thing. Free man or slave, everything does have its opposite. And where these masters of your manipulation and the Ministry of Propaganda is taking all of us is to slavery. And there won't be any in between. Or there will be the handful of elitists who have a seat at the table, but that's not the majority. In fact, a lot of the useful idiots, as Lenin would refer to them, who are helping this objective to be achieved, well, they won't have a seat at the table either. However, they're too blind and dumb and ignorant of history to be able to recognize that history does indeed repeat itself, that nothing has changed other than the day of the year. Nothing is changing. History is repeating itself, and it continues to repeat itself just as night follows day. And it is inevitable that we will end up the same way those who followed before us have if we do not stand up and speak out against this ministry of propaganda, these history hustlers, these message manipulators, these truth terrorists, the people in this country who want to enslave you. Because you have only two choices in life. There really are only two. You can either stand on your feet or you will die on your knees, because there is no in-between. That is the reality of what is happening here. I wish it was just some big fantasy. I wish I was in a nightmare that I haven't come out of. I wish I was asleep and all of this was just something going on in my head that I would awake from, and it would all be wonderful and sunshine and roses and lollipops. But guess what? That just ain't the way it is. The reality is we are heading towards an absolutely diabolical future. An evil, diabolical scheme is being perpetrated. And unless you wake up, you'll be one sorry human being. Listen, I'm going to break. When I come back, I've got a great guest. As always, hang in there.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Call into the show, 877-254-7524 is the number. Listen, I have another great guest. This lady's name is Rosa Corey, and she is one of the creators of the group Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Her website, democratsagainstunagenda21.com. She also is part of a group that is the postsustainabilityinstitute.org, and she has a... She has a conference coming up, Behind the Green Mask, and that's on August 6th. And Rosa, welcome to my show again.
Hey, Maggie. Great to be with you.
Oh, always, Rosa. Where is your Behind the Green Mask going to be at?
It's in Santa Rosa, California, which is about 1 hour north of San Francisco.
Okay.
And it's going to be August 6th. We'll have Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates and Nikki Rapana, who is the world's foremost critic of communitarianism, which is the philosophy behind Agenda 21 and everything that you see happening now.
Can you give us, Rosa, just a quick definition of what communitarianism is? Because I know nobody out there has any idea, because whoever heard of that particular word?
I know. I agree with you. It's one of those things that you don't really know about because it's kind of kept off the radar, but it is the theory and the political, it's the political theory, political and social theory behind United Nations Agenda 21. And communitarianism is basically it says that the individual is not as important as the community. So the individual's rights are below, subsumed into, the rights of the overall community. And in this case, it's the global community. So the idea that, for instance, in our Constitution, we are given as individuals, we're born with rights. We have the rights we are born with. But under communitarianism, those rights come below the rights of the community. So if anything you're doing, and basically all rights of any individual threaten the rights of the community, because if you want something for yourself, necessarily then that's conceptually selfish, and it goes against the values and needs of your larger community, which in this case is global. So that's why United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, it's all about for the greater good. That's the concept. And who decides what the greater good is the big question there. But then, of course, who decides that you are not for the greater good? And that's one of the things that I thought, you know, was excellent, Maggie, about your lead in there, because you're talking about being a slave. And the Hegelian dialectic is what's behind communitarianism, and that says that the only freedom that you can have is through slavery, which, you know, these are the kinds of things that twist your brain. But the idea is that if you're the only way that you can be totally free is to give yourself totally up to the state. You know, think of George Orwell. Give yourself completely up to the state. Give up your impulse to protect yourself as an individual and be a slave, and then you will be totally free.
Well, you know, yesterday, Rosa, I had on a fellow, and he was talking about a man he had run into, and the man was guilty because he had food. And, of course, there's all the starving. When I was a kid, it was the starving Armenians, and it was the starving, I don't know, who was it starving in the 60s? I mean, people have been starving since the beginning of time, and that isn't going to change. There'll just be more of us starving, that's all, when this thing is done, this all said and done. But he was talking about this individual who obviously he doesn't think about himself as an individual. He doesn't recognize that he has a right to the food that he has access to. In terms of if he has it, it's okay that he has food to eat. And this man felt extremely guilty, and he couldn't understand why my guest who I had on yesterday, Don Casey, didn't feel guilty that he had food to eat because people were starving in, you know, Africa or whatever area of the world they happened to be starving in. But
it's fascinating, the whole mindset, how the
concept of self becomes so distorted to where they have obliterated it. It's amazing how the manipulation works to obliterate your sense of self,
mm-hmm.
which is an instinctual thing, really. I mean, I would think. So it's fascinating that they've been able to suppress instinct.
They're not able to, and it's a classic thing. What they're doing is, and I'm glad that we're talking about this today. I think really it's great to get into the depth of how they manipulate people, because what they're doing is they're using shame, and that's a vital element of communitarianism. Communitarianism is based on the ability to manipulate large segments of the population using social pressure and shame. So, for instance, you'll see consensus, right? Now, consensus,
okay.
You know, when you go to a meeting, consensus is not agreement. Consensus is the absence of expressed opposition.
Okay.
And that concept, if you go to a visioning meeting, or if your kid's in school and your kid's being told that, you know, basically we're killing the planet, and all the other little kids accept this, and your kid's thinking, you know, I don't really buy that. If I don't eat my bologna sandwich, that doesn't mean somebody's going to be starving in Somalia. You know, we're not controlling this. The little guys are not controlling where the food comes from and who gets it. This is all controlled by larger forces, your government. And, you know, the main thing that you want to know is that they don't want a revolution because it's bad for business. So consensus is about controlling and manipulating public opinion so that they can manage you. This is a huge social experiment that we're experiencing here. And when you have consensus imposed on you like this, you have it goes from all the way from a small local meeting all the way up to your newspaper. Or, for instance, you said you're not watching Who's Dancing with My Wife or whatever it is they're showing on TV. You know, they're manipulating public opinion with these winner-take-all shows. Right? Because you're mm-hmm. being trained emotionally and mentally to think that there's only one winner, and it ain't going to be you, baby.
Yeah, isn't that so true? Isn't
mm-hmm.
that so true? It's very
yeah.
true. Rosa, talk about, we had talked earlier in the week, you had gone to a meeting where you live, and talk about the Delphi technique. Explain to people what happens to them when they go to all public meetings, whether it's your school board meeting or your county commissioners or your local town council. Talk about what happened last week and the types of things that you experienced and how to counter that, if you would, please. And I want to give the number out again real quick, 877-254-7524 for anybody who wants to call in.
Great. Thank you so much for asking me about that. The Delphi technique was developed by the Rand Corporation, which is a think tank, and in the 1960s. And initially, I've heard different reasons why they came up with it. But I've heard that initially it was used primarily to get large groups of population in the United States to accept the concept of land use plans, general plans, which dictate how your land is going to be developed in your community. But anyway, the Delphi technique is used now in just about every meeting you'll go to. And they used to be pretty clunky. They weren't that good at it. But now they're real good at it because the facilitators go to trainings, and they're literally trained at how to manage a group so that they bring it to a preconceived, predetermined outcome. So, for instance, when you go to a meeting that is put on by your city, let's say, and you go down to your meeting, they put out notices and they say, hey, this is your plan. We want to know what you want to see in your city in 2035. We want you to come down and tell us. So you go down there with your partner, you know, you walk in and you're with a group of people, and They first thing they do when you walk in the door is they give you a little square with a number on it or a color on it, and they say you should sit at a table that corresponds with this. So right away you're separated initially from people that you know.
Okay.
Or you might not be. That's not vital. But what happens is the meeting, you're surprised to see that the meeting is really structured. There's no moment in there when any part of it can be changed. And this is supposedly the first time that everyone's getting together to discuss some idea about your town. But in fact, it's all been determined in advance. And consensus, the new consensus, was developed by the President's Council on Sustainable Development, which was developed in the Clinton administration to implement Agenda 21. So what happens is you go into this meeting and they have, you know, their ideas that they put up there on the screen and you get to vote. These are not real votes. No one really records these votes. It's just to make you feel that you are having a say. And in fact, you notice that the choices that you have to vote on are very skewed. They don't give you a none of the above choice. They don't get you don't get to say, well, you know, I don't like this plan at all. This plan,
okay.
I feel railroaded. And this is the design of the thing, is that you feel too embarrassed or uncomfortable to speak up and say, you know what, I don't like this, and I want you guys to get the hell out of my town, and how much are we paying you? Instead, you sit there quietly, you do your little vote with your clicker or your hand or whatever, and then at the end, it just comes out exactly the way that it was supposed to come out at the beginning of the meeting. And these meetings are everywhere. They're from your school board to your town council to your neighborhood association. You'll find them in your workplace. And everyone now is being trained. They go to these trainings where they're told how to manage the public, and that's you. And if you dare to speak up and raise your hand and say, as I did just the other day, I stood up and I said, where is the funding coming from to pay for these meetings that you're having all over the Bay Area to regionalize the Bay Area and take away our sovereignty from, you know, from the individual communities? And I was actually shouted down.
Oh, I bet they wanted to throw rotten eggs at you, Rosa.
They yelled, they screamed, they howled. And I knew everyone in there. There's about 120 people in this meeting, and most of them were elected officials, city employees, or people on boards and commissions. And they, when they saw me coming, they knew that there was going to be some trouble there. And, you know, I'm dressed in a business suit. I'm, you know, professional. And, I'm, you know, I don't start shrieking or screaming. I'm very reasonable. And I say, you know, excuse me, but this meeting is clearly rigged. You clearly designed this meeting in advance, and it's going to come out exactly the way you want it to. And whatever actual people are here in this room, besides the people who are the shills, have no idea that you're managing them like this, and I want them to know.
Well, so, Rosa, I mean, you went there and you didn't have your Che Guevara T-shirt on and your, like, your beret and your combat boots and that stuff? You didn't have anything like that on?
You know, it's funny because I'm an old lefty myself, to tell you the truth. I mean,
you're not this kind of lefty, Rosa. You're an old liberal, but you are no lefty today.
Well, not today. That's the truth. You know, I'm not. And I'm, you know, this is a sad thing. It's not left and right. This is not a left and right issue because the people at the top do have, you know, this is just a game to keep us at each other's throats. They're managing us, and it's a huge corporate management because, like I said, the last thing they want is a revolution because it's bad for business. And the goal of all of, you know, every one of these meetings is goaled towards the same thing, which is smart growth, which is to remove you from, you know, the suburban and rural areas, bring you into the inner cities, take your car away, and get you into a smaller building, a smaller home, which is, you know, kind of honeycombed with lots and lots of other homes. Because the real deal is they want you to have, they want you to spend more. Now, right before you started, the news said, there was a quote on the news, this guy said, consumer spending just isn't working very well right now. And this is really the danger. You see, they want to keep us right on the edge. They don't want us to have enough money to get comfortable, but they want us to keep spending. So if they put us in these high-density urban developments, take away our car so that we have nowhere to go but just on whatever the rail line is or the bus line, then they can manage us. They can spy on us. They can manipulate us. They can take the fruits of our labor and send us to the mall.
Hang on that note, Rosa, we're going to break. We'll be right back, everybody, in a couple minutes.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I am joined this morning by Rosa Corey, and she is one of the founders of the group called Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, and their website is democratsagainstunagenda21.com. She is also one of the founders of the Post Sustainability Institute, and that is postsustainabilityinstitute.org, and they are also having a conference in Santa Rosa, California on August 6th. And that conference is appropriately entitled Behind the Green Mask, because that's really where we need to be looking. We need to be looking behind this mask of green everything to see the absolute evil that lurks there, because there ain't nothing good coming out of this whole green agenda. I got news for you. Rosa, where are you going to hold this conference on August 6th? Where is it going to be in Santa Rosa, and how can they purchase tickets or whatever people need to do to get there?
Great. Well, we're going to have it, I'll tell you, that's a great question, because we're not going to have it in a public place. We're having it in a private hall. And the reason, I'll tell you, you can get tickets by going on either one of those websites, the Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com. is a good one, or the postsustainabilityinstitute.org. It's only $15, and that includes lunch. So we're definitely, we're losing money on this, let's put it like that. It's not that we're trying to make any money. We're trying to get people to hear this information. We're putting it all together in a place where they can come and hear about it. And we will have a, we're planning to have a DVD and a CD after we've completed the conference, so that people who weren't able to attend will be able to hear or see what happened. But we're having it in a private hall because we want to reserve the right to refuse entry.
Okay.
And the reason we're doing that is because when we first got started about 6 years ago, it's about six, seven years ago, our meetings were invaded by city officials. They literally came into our meetings unannounced, uninvited, and tried to take them over. And the very first time that they did it, they did take our meeting over. And they manipulated the people who were there. They've also, the city, and I'm talking about city employees.
Okay.
I'm talking about the head of the community development department came and basically told everyone in the meeting that what we were doing wasn't true, what we were saying was a lie, and that they, you know, they were being manipulated by us. I was stunned, and because it was my first meeting and people didn't know me yet, I didn't have them thrown out. The second time they tried it, though, we did have them thrown out. We didn't throw them out physically. We told them to leave, and they did leave because it was in a private place. And,
okay.
You know, that's one thing that I do want to get into because, you know, this, the consensus concept, it seems really benign. It seems like, well, you know, they're not going to do anything to you. You're just going to show up at a meeting, and if you have the nerve to speak out, they'll yell at you a lot. But it isn't just that. Because, you know, first of all, let me just remind everyone in case we've forgotten, those people work for us. That's our government. We pay
exactly.
to have them sit there and lie to us and manipulate us and control us. Those are our, oftentimes our property taxes, because these are usually in redevelopment areas, and your redevelopment area is an area where all the property taxes go into the redevelopment agency. They don't go to your police and fire or, you know, to maintain your parks or whatever. So because of that, this is why a lot of these visioning meetings are focusing in on redevelopment areas. They're transit-oriented villages. And when your cities are, you know, paying the facilitators to manage you, they're getting those funds from your property taxes and also usually from grants from your transportation departments and from the Environmental Protection Agency, for instance. But one thing I wanted to say is, you know, part of being able to hold a meeting in a private place means that you're able it's not that I'm not trying to censor anyone. If they come in like anyone else and want to speak up and say their piece, they are welcome to do that. But no one is welcome to come in and take over a meeting and manipulate people as they do. People in this town have literally gone and knocked on the doors of people who are in our group. Our vice mayor went around and knocked on the doors of people in our group and told them lies about us.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's outrageous. And on that note, Rosa, we've got a caller. You want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, caller, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, this is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. I appreciate all the work you're doing, Rosa. I was wondering, the one thing I missed, I didn't hear where this meeting is going to be held, and I was wondering if you could pass that along. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. It is in California, in Northern California, in Santa Rosa, California. You can fly directly into Santa Rosa, California on Southwest, or you can fly into San Francisco or Oakland Airport and take the airporter up here. It takes about an hour. And we do expect to have a great mix of people from all around the country. And, of course, we have phenomenal speakers. We have Nikki Rapana coming all the way down from Alaska to talk about communitarianism, which is phenomenal. And, of course, the famous Michael Shaw, who has talked all over the country and is from California, from Santa Cruz, and talks about Agenda 21.
Yeah, I wish I could be there, honestly. I do, Rosa. But
I'll be there in spirit. I can tell you that much. So, and I know there's a lot of other people who are going to be there in spirit too for those who are not able to attend. But, you know, you were talking about how these people come in and they want to just take over meetings and that. And I can tell you, I went with a group of people to a meeting here outside of Philadelphia several weeks ago. And I told everybody, listen, don't sit together, sit apart so that they don't identify that you're there together. And then we started to ask questions, and I left first after the meeting was ended. And then some of these people, some of the facilitators in the meeting, went up to some of the individuals who raised objections, which were people who were associated with my group, and tried to claim that what I was saying in terms of the different things about, you know, meat being unsustainable and that kind of stuff, well, oh, those are all lies. You know, they tried to discredit what I had said during the meeting. They tried to continue even after the meeting was over to manipulate these people who, of course, know enough about Agenda 21 to know that they're those people, those facilitators, were the ones who were lying. But it's amazing.
This is what they do. They malign you. They will. I have had, you know, you want to talk about pain. They have actually put an article in the newspaper. We live in a, this is the county seat here, and it's a regional hub. 170,000 people live in Santa Rosa, and, you know, and then this is Northern California. The newspaper here, which is owned by the New York Times, did an article about me with a photograph that is full of lies about me, calls me a liar, and tries to discredit me, does it very effectively. And that article has been used over and over and over again to attack me. And, you know, of course, I don't let that stop me. But, you know, this is the extent to which they will go to try and stop any dissent. And, you know, this is the real issue, is that we're founded on a nation of dissent. You know, our nation began in a revolution. Our, you know, free speech and open assembly is a vital element of our freedom. And when we are, you know, when we find ourselves in this, you know, subjected to this ministry of propaganda.
Hang on, Rosa, hold on, because we got to go to break real quick. We'll bring back the ministry of propaganda in a couple of minutes. So hang in there, everybody.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Hey, everybody. everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you'd like to get in contact with me, I'd love to hear from you. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. You can contact me. If you'd like to advertise on my show or sponsor my show, go to my website. All kinds of information there. Contact me, and I'll help you make that happen. Listen, great guest again this morning. Rosa Corey is my guest. She is the founder of the group called Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com, and the web address is Democrats Against UNAgenda, the number 21.com. She's the founder of the Post Sustainability Institute.org, and she's having a conference on August 6th in Santa Rosa, California, entitled Behind the Green Mask, and you can go to her websites to find out information on how you can purchase tickets and where it'll be at and all the other incidentals. And when we went to break, Rosa, you were talking about how they love to stifle dissent, and that's why I love to play in the beginning of my show that clip from Hillary Clinton talking about how we're Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration, and that is so absolutely true.
Oh, I love that. I love that clip. And, you know, I want to tell people, I don't want to seem too negative, you know. We really have a chance to fight this, and we are fighting it all across the nation. You're certainly not alone. And there's a great, you can go on my website. I actually have yet another website with a super long name, but
okay.
That's Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition. .com.
Okay.
And that is my actual physical group here in Santa Rosa, where we actually go out and we do, you know, we show up at meetings, at city meetings, and we anti-Delphi them. And anti-Delphi-ing, you can find out how to do that on my website, either the Democrats website or the Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition.com website. And basically, you know, you can go on there and read what you should do, what you should prepare, how you should prepare for one of these meetings before you go to it. You don't want to just show up at one of these meetings and get blindsided like an ox. You want to show up there with a few people, and you want to hit back. You want to anti-Delphi them. And the way that you do that is you go into the meeting. First of all, you agree with, you know, at least two or three other people that you're going to support each other in that meeting. So you're going to ask the hard questions, such as, where does the funding for this meeting come from? Why is it that it appears that you have printed all of the documentation for this plan before I ever showed up here? How long have you been working on this? Who hired you? Are you working with the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI? So what you want to do is go into the meeting. Do not speak to anyone that you know that you've come with. Don't sit with them. Don't talk with them. Don't show that you know them. And don't sit, you know, near them. So that when you do raise an issue, when you ask a question, let's say, where did the funding for this meeting come from and how much is it costing? How much is your contract for, Mr. Facilitator? The facilitator will not answer you. They'll either say, we'll discuss that later, or we'll come and talk to you later, or we don't have time for that now. And that's when your friend, who you haven't spoken to or looked at through the entire meeting so far, stands up and says, no, wait a second, I'd like to know too. I want to know the answer to that. And then someone else, if it's necessary, also stands up and says, no, wait a second, because eventually the people who aren't connected to you in the audience, unless they're employees of the group or they're, you know, government officials, will also demand to know the things that you want to know. And that's a way of anti-Delphi-ing a meeting. And there are many other techniques for managing meetings like this. Because the thing is, what you don't want to happen is to have it seem as if everyone just agrees. You don't want to be a good German. And by that I mean someone who, you know, this refers back to World War II, someone who was just, you know, because they wanted a contract or they wanted a job or they wanted to, you know, get something to eat, they just went along. You know, they went along to go along. You don't want that. This is your moment. This is the time now. No one's holding a gun to your head at this point. You get up now and you speak out now, because this is it. We are really in a point now where we can't afford not to.
No, no, there's no more sitting on the sidelines, Rosa, and this is the thing that needs to be made so vividly clear to people who are listening. This is no longer a non-participation sport or game that we're in. This is a no-holes-barred, winner-take-all game we are in, and it's a fight to we either succeed and remain free, or we will be slaves. There is no in between in this game. There is no like halfway point where everybody gets to bail out and I choose option C. There is no option C.
Yeah, because even if you're out in a rural area, even if you you can be off the grid, okay, but you still have to get to your place. And now the plan is not to not pave rural roads, to monitor your well so that if you're out in a rural area, you're not going to be able to use your water. You won't be able to get to your property. You're going to have more. There are more and more restrictions on land use. This is primarily implemented as a land use and transportation plan, and so it moves you into the cities, into these areas that are more easily managed and controlled. And one thing that you're going to see is that people are going to start to be strapped. They will be willing to do things like report you. Like, there's community-oriented policing departments all over now that you don't know about, but they're there. They're all over your community, and they're about community policing. There's community smart cards where a portion of your purchase goes to a nonprofit of your choice, supposedly, maybe not, and you don't know that much about your nonprofits usually. There's a concept, as I said before, of winners and losers with the winner take all, and it's about betrayal. So you're having these, it's a fundamental change in the way that we view ourselves as Americans.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's so, I don't know, Rosa, I don't know how, more than doing this radio show and do what I do and stand up and speak out, I don't know what else. People just, they need to pay attention. They need to get off the couch and they need to join in here because there is no other choice. There is one or the other. That's it. There's no in between. And I don't know how many times I can reiterate that to make that so clear to people, Rosa, that they must become participants in life. They can't sit on the sidelines and
Maggie,
watch.
I've always been involved in national issues, mainly reproductive rights and gay rights. I'm a lesbian.
Rosa, hang on to that thought for a second because we got to go to break. We'll be right back,
okay,
everybody, in about 2 minutes. Hang in there.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody. everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Podcast will be on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, tonight of this radio show. Links are up there under the tab entitled Podcast to my guest Rosa Corey's websites. Rosa, we've got just a couple more minutes, and so when we went to break, you were talking about... finish what you started to say, because you just started to say it when I had to cut you off.
Yeah, I was saying, what I was saying is that I had always been involved in national issues, but the thing about the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan is that it is being implemented locally. Now, of course, there's always been somebody running the world, and we know that, but this is a local, these are local plans. They come, they're supposedly coming out of the grassroots, but they are not. They are implemented from the local areas. And so they, your city will actually start neighborhood associations that are artificial neighborhood associations that actually develop supposed consensus. There, we are a little late in the game here ourselves. Because these groups, they're non-governmental organizations. They've been doing webinars, trainings. They train people in how to fight the opposition, which is us. They train leaders, which it means that they actually develop people to run for council, to develop people to run for assembly and for Congress and Senate. These are people who have been trained in advocacy. This is a social change program. And they actually do things like they give awards to people who obstruct them so that they can manage them. These are very, it's a really manipulative plan. They infiltrate boards. I've listened to many, I've gone to seminars and listened to webinars and bought trainings from advocacy groups for sustainable development. And they tell you what to do. They tell you to infiltrate local groups. Small groups, and to manage them, to take them over. So I think, you know, if you're not worried about this, I don't know what you should be worried about. The one thing that we need to notice is that we have just had a totally crashed economy, and what you need to know is that what is happening now was meant to happen.
Deliberately being done.
Part of the sustainability plan is to reduce the affluence of Americans, to destroy our ability to be independent, to make us more dependent and manageable.
Well, you know, here's that whole Hegelian dialectic. Of course, they're going to raise the price of gas so high that it forces people, they're not going to be able to pay for a tank of gas to get back and forth to where they need to go. And so then, of course, these light rails that they're trying to put in for billions of dollars all over the country, which, of course, the goal is we'll all live in pack and stack housing right along the railroad tracks. Their goal is then the solution to everybody's problem of transportation, because the price of gas is so high, is everybody will say, oh, build light rail. That'll take me to where I need to go, and it'll cost me so much less money. Of course, what it does is just creates this your enslavement. It just enslaves you, and of course people don't know that because they've created the problem, and now they're going to offer us the solution.
Right, and you know, it's like someone was saying to me, it's like the veins and arteries of your body. If you cut off all those, you know, all your extremities, then you're basically unable to function. You can't move.
Exactly. Listen, Rosa.
A tremendous transportation system in this nation, and the point of taking away our mobility is to make us more manageable, more controllable, to
better slaves. Listen, on that note, Rosa, I gotta let you go. Rosa Corey, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Thanks, Rosa. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Rosa in the world fighting for us. Chin up. The sun will come up tomorrow.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. The behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where